Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 190 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I am so excited to bring you my interview with John Troxel from Trox Photos. He is a barbecue and food photographer and nature photographer, and he shoots anything. He's just an amazing photographer, and I've been lucky enough to shoot some with him. He's taken me under his wing for a bit at times, and I met him for the first time at a pop-up for Moosecraft Barbecue back in the day. It was at a brewery, and he was setting up a little thing in the back to take photos, and he had all these crazy things, and very impressed. And then I actually saw the photos, and I'm like, holy heck, this guy is good. And so Trox Photos, at Trox Photos, T-R-O-X Photos, you can follow him. I'll put links to all of his stuff below. He is definitely someone to be reckoned with here in California and Los Angeles, and especially Southern California and Central California. You're going to be amazed by his work. He is extremely talented, and right now he's trying to tell the story, the COVID story, and how it relates to barbecue and to food and to grocery and the food industry, because it's difficult, as everyone knows, to get around and do stuff like that. So we get into his history and his background, and then we focus on his philosophy towards photography and towards the story and how he goes about taking his pictures. And we talk about the future and his future plans. But it's a great interview, such a nice guy. I think you're really going to get a chance to get to know him, and that's why I wanted to do this chat. It was so you got to know him better and started to follow him and check out his stuff. And if you are a restaurant or a farm or whatever, give him a DM, send him an email, check him out. He is worth your time. He will make you look really, really good. And I can't thank John enough for taking the time to do this. And the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast is sponsored by Treaty Oak Distilling. That's at treatyoak.com if you want to check out what they're doing. On site, they have Alice's Restaurant, and it's still open for to-go. And I believe that they're doing right now the 25% seating, outdoor seating for Alice's Restaurant. But they also have a grocery on site. You can go to their website. I'll put a link below. They have groceries available, a huge selection of groceries. They have all their whiskeys and their gin, and I believe they have a specialty rum right now. Those are available too. So go to treatyoak.com, find all the details. I think they also make sanitizer too. So check that out. Check out all their cool stuff, treatyoak.com. And I'm also sponsored by AJ's Custom Cookers. That's ajscustomcookers.com. See his complete collection of things that he offers, but it's custom, so you can do whatever you want. He can make anything. So DM, call him, get a hold of him. He'll get back to you really quickly, and you'll be a friend as soon as you've talked to him, because he is that cool of a guy. I have a really cool interview coming up with him that talks about what he's doing right now during this COVID time. But you can check out him on all social media at AJ's Custom Cookers. Doing a lot of live fire stuff, as I mentioned, so check out that stuff. Really cool. This cool guy can make anything you want to do. AJ's Custom Cookers.com. And if you're digging these, please subscribe, that way you don't miss out. If you're just listening to this on the podcast, I have a YouTube show at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints with a video version of this, as well as tons of visits to restaurants and butcher shops and tons of stuff I did before the lockdown. So you can check that out, and other fun projects will be coming up on that as well once things let up a little bit. I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with links to all the podcasts, the YouTube stuff, photo essays, tons of content, lists of restaurants that are open, lists that are closed, unfortunately, ways to get meat and barbecue shipped to you across the country, massive lists of nationwide stuff. So I'm a little crazy with that kind of stuff, but I think it is a useful resource. And I'm on the social media at kevinsbbqjoints.com. But at the end, thanks so much for listening. Stay safe. And enjoy this. All right. Well, good afternoon, John. How you doing?
Hello, Mr. Kevin.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, man. Good. Just like everybody else.
How weird is that? Yeah. Like, so what day are we in COVID? I think we're day. I was asking somebody. I was talking to somebody. They knew the exact day when we were locked down. I think it was the 14th, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Seems 13, 14, 15, something right in there.
Yeah.
You know, depends where you've been though too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I was kind of wary a little bit before then. I was, especially because of my mom, I don't want to get her sick. And so I was really concerned, and I could see, I have a friend who's in Seattle. So he was giving me information prior to this, like they were a week or two ahead of us.
Right. Crazy.
So how are your days now? Like, are you able to go out and shoot? Are you really careful? Is that how? We'll jump back. I want to get your history, but what are you doing now? How are you working?
Yeah, I'm a food photographer. So I have, I understand the rules that have been implied. 6 foot distance, you know, stay away from, I mean, it's pretty crazy that they, you know, keep it from, you know, 10 people and less in a room, but that's, yeah. Doesn't seem like that would do anything. So, but yeah, I try to keep my distance. I feel I've become more of a photojournalist at this time. Yeah. And being food and being affected like everybody else has, I try to channel my energy into, you know, this is a moment in time, man. It's a moment in history. And so I try to document it. Yeah. So I've been documenting it. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, because I haven't been, and I've wanted to, and I've thought, you know, this would be a great time to document it, but also to be extremely careful. But I've seen some of your, like that photo, was that taken on Santa Monica Pier that I saw a couple days ago?
Or last no, time? that was up at Ventura Pier about a week ago.
Okay.
And yeah, so, and I have a lot that have not been seen yet, yeah. So
have you been doing from Ventura down to Orange County documenting stuff?
You know, it really started to follow the flood of, you know, the epidemic. And so, you know, on my Instagram, there's some with my daughter and I as we went in, and it was, you know, trying to capture the energy of what the vibe and the people were and the grocery stores and the food and just this mad rush. So it was very lenient at that time, and there was a lot of chaos. So mm-hmm. I was able to take these moments and
they're haunting,
you know, really capture what was occurring. And so, but now as you go further and further, you know, people start getting angry in the, you know, grocery store.
But it's also you almost take the place of like a war photographer. You're putting yourself in the moment and in harm's way, essentially, but you're also like, someone has to document it. If it's not you, it's somebody else, and we're all on our phones, but that's not the same.
Yeah, no, it's not. And you know, I've really been there, you know, from the farm. My buddy's an organic farmer. Seeing the people at the farmer's market, you know, seeing the empty shelves, you know, going not only into like, you know, your Ralph's and your Vons and your Gelson's, but going into, you know, the local, you know, your, you know, international markets, your Mexican market, your Indian market, you know, I haven't been able to get to a Japanese market, but I would love to, or a Chinese market, but, and just taking advantage of it. And everybody, you know, gets mad. So I tried to get there early in the game and get what I can. To document this time in history is almost like a war photographer, man. Mm-hmm. You know,
it is. It's something that I always wondered when I'd see movies or things when there'd be a plague or epidemic or something, and I always wondered what it would be like. But I never really imagined I'd live through something like this. And this is it's heavy. It's so surreal. And
yeah, you know, it really is. And that's the whole thing, is like within all of this, there's so many different stories that need to be told. And, you know, and I struggle with it because I'm going, man, why am I not photographing the clerks or the people, you know, the heroes that, you know, obviously I'm not going to put myself in a hospital or around sick people, you know, so that's not my story. But as a photographer, you just need to choose your battles, and it's hard to stick because you want to like blow up and you want to, oh my god, you know, I made it on time, but at the same time, it's just about, you know, doing what you do, being okay with it, and getting after it, man, and trying to be sick.
And I want to talk a little bit about at the like in the latter portion about photography and about your passion and what drives you, and I've shadowed you a couple of times, and I've noticed too that when you like you go into places and you do things that I sometimes like, I'd be hesitant, but you just jump in there. And then like, I realize how they enjoy you. Like when it was George Motz, when he was doing his burger thing, like you were in there and he was digging it. But at first, but like for me to have the balls to do that, I'd be like, I wouldn't, but you've been doing this for a while. And you also, you have that, like that, you understand what it takes to get that photo too.
Yeah. There's a story and there's a, you know, I took 30,000 photos in 2019, and within taking 30,000 photos, I take the time to look at them and choose, and you know, go through them. And you know, obviously, I'm not editing 30,000 photos, but I'm at least deleting some. But and the whole thing is it's confidence, and you know, I'm a big time struggling artist, and I have been. And but within that energy and that creativity, you know, you have to learn how to control the environment. And, you know, you like, I'm essentially, and as you know, and as I try to teach you, you know, is you're painting a picture. And the, you know, the, you know, it's like when you take the picture, it's almost like you, you know, it's like you set up the easel and you pick the paints and you pick a subject. And then, you know, within that, you create this, that's just the start, just the camera, the lens, the moment in time, the energy that is occurring, you know, and that's, and so you have to look at the whole, you know, where it's just not, you know, that it's,
And you're a little bit of a conductor in a sense too, because like, it's like an orchestra. It's a bunch of things going on. And sometimes like I've noticed that you've not told them what to do, but kind of explained how you wanted something to go because, but they were also willing participants. It's not like you're going to like a big open market and telling, hey, you stand with me, stay over there while I smoke that cigarette really cool. No, it's that you're not doing that, but it's, you know, it's interesting. But let's, like, did you grow up in, I don't even know, like this, I don't even know myself. Do you grow up in California?
I'm from outside of Philly. Okay. So, I'm 49. So
totally. Totally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no. Yeah, I grew up in the suburbs of Philly, man. But, you know, it gave me the opportunity to, you know, both, number one, play and live in the woods and do all that stuff. But then get into Philly.
Wait, Valley Forge area?
Yeah, I went to military academy. I got kicked out of high school. And,
I went cross country with two friends and we stopped. The girl that we were with, her friend lived in Valley Forge. And then so we went, like, or right by Valley Forge. And so we, berries. It was things that a California boy had never done before. And it was all foggy and the hills. And it was really cool. So, okay. So that area, interesting. Okay. So you went to, So fast forward after that.
So then, I lived in South Philly, did some city life, a little traveling, came out here about 26 years ago. And a lot of West Side living, you know, had a kid, bounced out to the Valley and been here ever since. But yeah, no. And, you know, jumped into the film Hollywood world. I got, you know, in as a production assistant. One of my buddies had a job. I'd always worked construction my whole life, never good at schooling. And then from there, I've been in Hollywood and found myself for 15 years with a director DP of food commercials. So I was his camera assistant for 15 years. And that's he's a master, man. He's a legend and very precise and very driven. And you know, when you stand next to a master for a long time, you're gonna learn, man.
Yeah, like it's almost hard not to. Now, did you what type of commercials were that, or all like the whole, and what do you learn from that, and what is that world like?
Yeah, it's a pretty trippy world, man, you know, and everything's changed. I was actually one of the last film loaders. My buddy Matt Baker was the first assistant cameraman. I was a film loader at the time, and he just goes, dude, you're one of the last generation of film loaders. And I'm like, ah, no way. And with that, high definition came in, and my boss is very old school. And he kept a very stringent, you know, it took a long time for him to come around. He's a legend, man. And he did all the top stuff. I mean, his stuff was playing on, you know, New York Times Square, Super Bowl ads, just Olive Garden, Applebee's, Popeyes, Church's Chicken, Jack Daniels, Samsung. I mean, the list goes on and on.
So was it stuff like, were you a lot of food, like dealing, I forget, what's it called when the people that make the food, like the
food stylist.
Food stylist.
Food stylist. Fortunately, I have a lot of friends. So if you look at my Instagram or my website, you see a lot of good burger shots and stuff like that. And that's all because of these people. So I've learned what it takes. And the great thing is, you know, starting first with Newscraft and, you know, and then, you know, Smorgasbord LA was such a great platform or avenue, as we all know, to really indulge in visual stimulation of food.
So many things.
And diverse, and so that was it, man. So I took a lot of what I knew and what I had seen, and my boss saying, no, this, what are you doing, that, you know, so to see working with these people. So, you know, being by someone for so long, I definitely learned a lot.
So when I met you at that brewery, you were shooting Moosecraft, and you happened to be like, you had reached out to them, and you had a little thing set up in the back.
Yeah. A little set. PBR.
Sponsored by PBR. every episode is sponsored by a different beer. That'd be fantastic.
Exactly.
Someday, who knows?
Come on, man.
That wasn't one of your first. That was one of your first barbecue shoot. But were you shooting other? You were doing farms, right? Weren't you doing?
Yeah, doing a lot of farms, a lot of organic farms. You know what else? I mean, I tried to make a push for motion work, and it's just so hard in this day and age without a lot of money and connects and contacts and. I had done a lot of photography. You know, I picked up a camera when my daughter was young, and probably 12 years ago. Okay. And you know, I was like, how am I going to make money? I did dog photography, headshots, portraits, kids' portraits, landscape. I mean, I used to go up to Humboldt County for at least over a decade, my boys up there. And so I, you know, so then you get all that going on. And I just fucking was like, why am I not shooting food, dude? Like, what are you doing? And as soon as I, as soon as I did that, it really, I finally blossomed into who I am. And I can never channel the right energy of like an artistic expression. And I was not that I was frustrated with it. I think as a younger age, I was frustrated with it, but as I grew older and I'm who I am today, it's like, it kind of was meant to be, man, you know? And I think with like, you know, getting back to the coronavirus and, you know, shooting with Heritage Barbecue and down in San Diego, like, you know, I have a lot of great portraits of all those people that I have yet to put out. It just, you know, it's just this growth and this energy that is really coming together.
Yeah, it feels like it. I could feel like a momentum. Like when we first met, I knew I liked your work, and I respected what you did, but I didn't like, then I started to like stalk the rest of your Instagram and see that all the different things you're doing with the farms and beautiful things. And then
Thank you.
Even some dogs, like you could see that you had talent, but then over the last, I don't know if it's been a year and a half, it just feels like the momentum. And then you could almost like, you've almost created your own specific style, and I think that's also something hard as a photographer. I don't have a style. Like, you have a style, and you I'm sure that you gain a style somehow. You like you grow into a style. It's, you can tell now that it's a Trox photo. I'll see something, and if they don't tag you, I'm like, I know that's John's.
You know, today it's funny because I saw, you know, and as a photographer, there's so much that you see, and you know, and you really in the beginning you have to go through the struggle and battle of like, all right, am I really pissed off if people are tagging me and this and that? And you got to go in and saying, you know, people are gonna steal my shit, and you know, and people might tag you, but you know, I'm shooting Moose Craft Barbecue, and somebody else is putting it on as their fucking barbecue. Uh-huh. You know,
that's like, awful. Yeah.
That's not right. So you just, you know, you just, and that's the whole thing. It's so hard to sit back and just say, I'm gonna be strong, and I'm gonna just accept this. And if they, you know, if it's, you know, say, you know, Kraft or whoever, a big, you know, Wendy's puts out, hey, this barbecue, and they take your photo, which, you know, Wendy's won't do, but you know, then you just go, okay, I'm gonna get a big time lawyer, I'm gonna come after you, and you're gonna have to pay me. But so, but within that, you have to, you know, but at the same time, man, to help people, it's like, just reach out to me and say, hey dude, I really like this photo, can I tag it? I'll say, yeah, let me reach out to Moose Craft or Heritage or, you know, Flat Point or Tim's neighbor, Tim's Barbecue, and see if you can, you know, just make sure everybody's cool with it. And it's all good. So.
Barbecue has become something for you too. And it's for me, half one of the, it's so sexy. It's so, it lends itself for photography, I think.
Yeah, no, man, it does. You know, and I love, I just, you know, I've seen you grow though with me too, with your photography, and you know, we've worked through a lot together. And I enjoy that, man. You know, it's you know, I've seen the world of the secrets destroy careers. Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody on Instagram, everybody just unfortunately wants to one up everybody on Instagram. Everybody, you know, spills how they do this, how they do that. Okay, great, guys, you're doing, you know, $1 million or $500,000, you know, Lay's commercial chip, and you're going to tell everybody how to do it. You know, I'm not getting why you would want to do that, because then, you know, somebody might just take your Lay's. You know, not saying they're going to take it tomorrow, but they might take it 3, 4, 5 years from now, which seen and I've been a part of. So to me, I like to keep my secrets tight. I like to, you know, share what I do. I like you, and we've had a good relationship, and so that's why I'd like to, you know, get your back a little bit and tell you what I do.
And you want me to struggle and learn, and that's what I love.
Exactly.
Because there's no other way I can learn, but also, too, there's been little things you've told me, I'm like, oh, that does change. It changes the composition. It changes what the focus. It changes really what the, because there's a lot of, like, there's little things we could talk off air, but there's things that you've told me that I'm like, that totally changed how I look and how I actually, and I actually have laid it at night thinking, what do I want to convey? Because I have a story, I have a different story than you or anybody else, and what do I want to convey? And also, you and I have unique access, we're able to, and not everyone has the access that you and I have to these people, to be able to go behind the scenes, which is really cool.
Yeah, agreed, man. It's really awesome. And that's the whole thing, man, is like, you know, you're only going to develop your story over time.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, by me helping you and telling you and giving you, you know, showing you framing, you know, we've done it news and, yeah. you know, with other, you know, local vendors and smorgasbord is really just to give you an idea and a bit of the flavor. And it's really, really cool to see people, you know, do their own thing and have their own vibe. And I've really been able to encompass that. And that's just over time and a lot of photos and a lot of work, man. And you know, and it shows, and I work really, really hard. I'm constantly in front of the computer editing. I'm constantly thinking. I'm up in the middle of the night going, damn it, you know, this, you know, and just so, and it shows. But yeah, it is. It's a, you know, I look at it as just, I look at you and me as artists.
And it's also too, I love what looking at photography, like looking at the work of great photographers or photographers in general, because there's amazing ways to depict something that like that. And also too, like, you know, there's different ways to bring in light. Like I've been also trying to learn more about the camera, because I think like doing everything like manual, it's like, it's automatic. It's kind of like, it's, you can do, like, I know there's a lot of people probably just, there's people probably just use automatic all their whole life, but I think
that, yeah, agreed.
That's where you could really bring in more light, bring in less light, really the exposure. It's rad. It's a really cool hobby, and it get kind of addicting. And I've talked to different people and they've said, like, you know, it could be kind of expensive if you, like, kind of like, it's, I guess, like golf. You could, lenses aren't cheap. Good lenses aren't cheap.
I will tell you this, my friend, as a struggling artist, my camera bodies are 15 years old.
So awesome.
So what that means is that seriously, you don't need, that's the whole thing.
I can't afford anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're good. I totally get it, man. I know. I know what you got. So, but you pay enough for 5 years.
Exactly. I know. So, yeah, exactly. But also too, it's cool that your camera body is. I want people also to know that you're working with, you're putting out these great photos with a 15-year-old camera.
Yeah. No. I've had other good cameras. You know, in the Canon. I love Canon. You know, 5D, you know, and I work with other Canons that are, you know, better, and, you know, they're just faster. And as the progression comes with Canon, it has always been, you know, these, you know, it, everything works better in lower light. It's faster. You can do this, you can do that. Oh, press this button. No, see it on the back of the screen. You know, but for me, it's really the emotional connection of, number one, your camera. Because I remember somebody just goes, dude, like, why don't you get the Sony A7? It's, you know, it's light, it's great. It's, and I'm like, dude, that's like, I want the Canon. I want my lens on there, you know.
You want the weight of the camera that you like.
Yeah, man, because you can feel it, you know. And you can feel it with your subjects. And, you know, and I do like prime lenses, or zoom lenses. It's great to have options, but I find a forced connection between a fixed lens is important.
You're not the first person that's told me that. A lot of really great photographers, like Robert Jacob Lerner, says a lot of he uses prime lenses. And
yeah, Robert's an awesome photographer, you know, and it's so funny because he's so lucky to be where he lives and to have the connections that he does. And he's a phenomenal photographer, man. He's got some incredible stuff. Yeah, and, you know, and that's, you know, I've never done a brick and mortar before with barbecue, so I'm really excited to
well, it'll be fun. Wait. Like, I would love to go with you to Texas someday. I think that would be a fun week, or 5 days or 4 days if we could do it. That would,
bro,
be...
we would have so much fun, man. Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, it's because that, but that's the whole thing about it, Kev, is, you know, you're we're fucking Los Angeles, baby. You know, we're Southern Cal. I'm consider myself, I won't say local, I'm from Philly, but I've been here a long time, man. So I definitely get the vibe, you know, and you know, and even your SoCal, you know, Orange Kid, you know, your Heritage Barbecue, these guys, you know, Flat Point. Force yourself into a situation and you gotta just make the best out of it. So, you know, there's not gonna be this, you know, pulled back, beautiful smoke, you know, just like, I mean, you know,
yeah, iconic building, and yeah, it's not there.
Man, like, dude, you know, smoke on the roof and walls for 7,500 years, man. Like, no. Just, I'm dying. So if you ever want to get that trip going, I'm in.
No, yeah, we'll get it going once this COVID evaporates somehow and the dust settles, and it's so bizarre that we could even, like, in a month from now do another one of these and see, because it's just so. So what's your, like, COVID notwithstanding, like, with your projects and stuff, what's your goal then? Do you want to just continue shooting more barbecue or just or cookbooks or like?
Yeah, I just, as soon as it was really about to come up and just get into my own and, you know, really finally, you know, like step into my new world,
yeah.
Or my new reality. I work with a 3 Michelin star restaurant, Singletree Farms up in, Sonoma. There's another, you know, restaurant up there that I was going to work with, a couple others in San Fran on my way up. And I just, and it was just on, man. And that was this past week. And, so I've had a really tough, you know, I went through a divorce. It's a 6-7 years, massive loss in work due to, you know, film to, yeah, you know, high definition. So I've been battling. So I just, you know, it's just like another kick in the chest, brother. It's just like, but you know, the whole thing is I've been kicked in the chest so many times, bro, mm-hmm, that this shit ain't going to stop me. It's not going to slow me down. So coming out of this thing, I'm definitely getting into the photojournalist aspect of it. I want to, you know, I don't know if people get mad at me, you know, everybody stay at home, you know, but for me, it's, somebody's got to tell history. I'm not on the front lines. I can, you know, play a safe distance, do what I have to do.
Are you masking up?
Yeah, I mask up when I have to mask up. Have it, you know, Woolsey Fire, man. I'm, you know,
well, that's true. You're probably, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got all that stuff. You know, I keep a safe distance, you know, and it's crazy because, you know, there's a lot of, it's unfortunate. It's, you know, the United States was not prepared for this and there wasn't, you know, masks and all this and gloves, you know, cause you know, people should, you know, do their best to keep away and to do this and do that. So. But I'm gonna photograph this.
So I'm sure like this will give you time to plot out a course for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and the whole thing is, man, is it's we're all gonna have to rebuild. So you know, by coming in and just saying, hey guys, look, you know, because I've gotten so much hype, you know, and just like you know, you saw like it's just finally starting to blow up, and so
like really blown up, yeah.
Yeah, I think coming out of this thing, it's going to be good for me. And, you know, and I'm just going to try to work with people. And, you know I've learned my worth. And, but I, you know, and that's a great thing, man. I go from pop-ups to, you know, working with people, you know, up to 3 Michelin star restaurants, up to farms, wineries, all that stuff I do. And so it is definitely something that I will come out and just try to, you know, find a bassist and just get everybody what they need because we're gonna come out of this thing. Everybody's gonna blow up, man.
Oh, yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm excited too, and I do feel like I almost feel like as you were talking, I feel like you're telling the story of California because with the wineries and with the farms and with the Michelin star restaurants and then the barbecue that's blowing up. It's like I think that you're like it's like a slice of time right now, a place in time that story you're telling, and then with the COVID situation, if you could document that properly and have that for some, because there's like, even there was a time when I was going to San Diego State and the riots were happening in Los Angeles and a guy, like a friend of mine's like, he got in his car and he's drove up here to take photos. And I'm like, holy hell, like that's crazy. But it was actually probably, I haven't kept in contact with him about it. I'm pretty sure he made it, but it would be interesting. Those are things that it's like, it's capturing those moments are something that you can't replicate in a studio.
Yeah, it's insane, man. It most definitely is. That's I think why you just got to believe in yourself and what you do, man. And that's what I do. And like I, you know, I said to you on a DM, man, like this is history. And so I feel that I feel it's important for me to speak my language and you know, it's so odd, but to blow up at this time and to have everything occur and to have to take another chunk out of that wall to keep moving forward, man, is like it spoke to me, man. Like I am here for a reason, mm-hmm, and I am here to photograph this moment in time as a food photographer, and that's what I'm going to do. And when there's stuff in the background that is there for me to take advantage of, then I'm going to do that. And I mean, you know, my computer's on right now, and I've been editing all day long. So I'm going to love for you to come over one day and see what I've done.
I would love to. That's the next thing. I want to bring food over. We'll cook dinner and I'll learn how you play with Lightroom and how you deal with that. One thing I think I need to, and someone told me this, Kelly Yandel, who's a photographer in Texas, she said, it's important to keep your Lightroom very organized. And I, It's mine. It's not very organized yet, so I need to get on that. That's important.
No, it's Lightroom's. I love Lightroom. Adobe Lightroom is phenomenal to me. You know, Photoshop is very polished. Advertising, mags, you know, do this, do that. You know, have strings attached to stuff, take it out. You know, yada yada yada. But you know, as struggling artists, well, Lightroom is great. And I, you know, for all the people that talk to me about it, I always give Lightroom a big shout out because it's a good platform. And if you're able to just shoot a lot, man, shoot a lot, all you just shoot a lot and edit a lot, and that's it, man. You know, if you got a good eye, you got a good eye, but you can always build a good eye and get after it. So, but you have a good eye, man, just so you know.
Thank you. I mean, that's it coming from you, that means so much. And it's also fun too to look after you've been shooting for a day to see how much shit you have and then how much good stuff. Like the few really stellar photos, and like it makes it actually, when you look at something and that actually looks good in your head, at least in your head, or at least in my head, I go, wow, like it's a cool feeling when you've captured a moment or captured something that you really wanted to capture. I think that's it's a rush. It is a cool rush. I love it. I'm so glad I met you and that we've gotten to know each other and you've taken me under your wing, so to speak. I really appreciate it a
Yeah,
lot.
no, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
And so what's the best way for people to get a hold of you and to check all your stuff out? I'll put links in the show notes, but what's the best way?
So my Instagram is Trox Photos. That's TROXPHOTOS. And I would definitely highly recommend, if you're looking for my vibe, you're looking to hire me, or you're just looking to check out what I do, it's johntroxel.com, johntroxel.com. And
great website, good stuff.
Yeah, just all that stuff, and all accessible from Instagram. But yeah, man, and that's it, man. It's just you know, I'm constantly, you know, frothing over photographing everything I possibly can, and you know, there you go.
So it's not myspace.com/troxphoto
Yeah,
or
no, exactly.
AOL.
Yeah, no. Thank goodness. I can just, and I'll give a big shout out to Format. If for any photographers out there that want to, you know, then once again, Kevin, this is getting into the struggles of not having, you know, $5,000 to pay something to your own website. Is Format, FORMAT.com, has been really cool. And as a photographer, you can pick a platform, deal with it. They have a chat. It takes hours and hours and hours, but you can learn it and you can make a great website. And if you go to my website, you'll see
Oh, that's cool.
what
Okay, I didn't know that.
hundreds of
Okay.
hours. Yeah.
Okay, format.com. I'll put a little link in the, like, it'll show up
Yeah,
right
they
there
appreciate it.
or something like
Yeah.
that. That's
Cool.
awesome. Put
By
it
the
to,
way,
like, the
there we go.
camera.
There it
Like,
is.
all right.
Cheers. All right,
Cheers.
Kevin. Cheers.
Cheers.
Woo!
Woo!
Damn, all right.
That was nice.
There we go.
Well, have a good evening.